The Little Prince, Saint-Exupéry, Chapter 21. It was then that the fox appeared.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm right here, under the apple tree.
Who are you? You are very pretty to look at.
I'm a fox.
Come and play with me. I'm so unhappy.
I cannot play with you. I'm not tamed.
Ah, please excuse me.
But after some thought, he added,
what does that mean, tame?
You do not live here. What is it that you're looking for?
I'm looking for men. What does that mean, tame?
Men? They have guns and they hunt. It is very disturbing. They also raise chickens. These are their only interests. Are you looking for chickens?
No, I'm looking for friends. What does that mean, tame?
It is an act too often neglected. It means to establish ties.
Establish ties?
Just that. To me, you're still nothing more than a little boy who's just like 100,000 other little boys. And I have no need of you. And you, on your part, have no need of me. To you, I'm nothing more than a fox like 100,000 other foxes. But if you tame me, then we shall need each other. To me, you will be unique in all the world. To you, I shall be unique in all the world.
I'm beginning to understand. There's a flower. I think she has tamed me.
It is possible. On the earth, one sees all sorts of things.
Oh, but this is not on earth.
On another planet?
Yes.
Are there hunters on that planet?
No.
That is interesting. Are there chickens?
No.
Nothing is perfect. My life is very monotonous. I hunt chickens, men hunt me. All the chickens are just alike, and all the men are just alike. And in consequence, I'm a little bored. But if you tame me, it'd be as if the sun came to shine on my life. I shall know the sound of a step that will be different from all the others. Other steps send me hurrying back underneath the ground. Yours will call me, like music, out of my burrow. And then look, you see the grain fields down yonder? I do not eat bread. Wheat is of no use to me. The wheat fields have nothing to say to me, and that is sad. But you have hair that is the color of gold. Think how wonderful that'll be when you have tamed me. The grain, which is also golden, will bring me back the thought of you, and I shall love to listen to the wind in the wheat.
The fox gazed at the little prince for a long time.
Please tame me.
I want to very much, but I have not much time. I have friends to discover and a great many things to understand.
One only understands things that one tames. Men have no more time to understand anything. They buy things already made at the shops. There's no shop anywhere where one can buy friendship. And so men have no friends anymore. If you want a friend, tame me.
What must I do to tame you?
You must be very patient. First, you will sit down at a little distance from me, like that, in the grass. I shall look at you out of the corner of my eye, and you will say nothing. Words are the source of misunderstandings. But you will sit a little closer to me every day.
The next day, the little prince came back.
It would have been better to come back at the same hour. If, for example, you came at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, then at 3 o'clock I shall begin to be happy. I shall feel happier and happier as the hour advances. At 4 o'clock, I shall already be worrying and jumping about. I shall show you how happy I am. But if you come at me just any time, I shall never know what hour my heart is be ready to greet you. One must observe the proper rites.
What is a rite?
There are also actions too often neglected. They are what make one day different from other days, one hour from other hours. There is a rite. For example, among my hunters, every Thursday they dance with the village girls. So Thursday is a wonderful day for me. I can take a walk as far as the vineyards. But if the hunters danced at just any time, every day would be like just another day. And I should never have any vacation at all.
So the little prince tamed the fox, and when the hour of his departure drew near,
I shall cry.
It is your own fault. I never wished you any sort of harm, but you wanted me to tame you.
Yes, that is so.
But now you are going to cry.
Yes, that is so.
Then it has done you no good at all.
It has done me good, because of the color of the wheat fields. Go and look again at the roses. You will understand now that yours is unique in all the world. Then come back to say goodbye to me, and I will make you a present of a secret.
The little prince went away to look again at the roses.
You're not at all like my rose. As yet, you're nothing. No one has tamed you, and you have tamed no one. You are like my fox when I first knew him. He was only a fox like 100,000 other foxes. But I have made him my friend, and now he is unique in all the world. You are beautiful, but you are empty. One could not die for you. To be sure, an ordinary passerby would think that my rose looked just like you, the rose that belongs to me. But in herself alone, she is more important than all the hundreds of you other roses. Because it is she that I have watered, because it is she that I have put her under the glass globe, because it is she that I have sheltered behind the screen, because it is for her that I have killed the caterpillars, except for two or three that we saved to become butterflies, because it is she that I have listened to when she grumbled or boasted, or ever sometimes when she said nothing. Because she is my rose.
And he went back to meet the fox.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. And now here's my secret. A very simple secret. It is only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye.
What is essential is invisible to the eye.
It is the time you wasted for your rose that makes your rose so important.
It is the time I have wasted for my rose
Men have forgotten this truth, but you must not forget it. You become responsible forever for what you have tamed. You are responsible for your rose.
I am responsible for my rose?
The little prince repeated so that he would be sure to remember.
I'm responsible for my rose. I'm responsible for my rose. I'm responsible for my rose.